And welcome to Not For Air Underground here on PodunkRadio.com. Thunderdome Studio with Break the Hero. All four members. So it's very nice because I thought I was only going to get three. So Clyde's asleep. Anyway, I'm with Nick, Clyde, Joe, and Jay. So, hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey. What's up? Thanks for having us here.
It's like the third one.
Our shit.
Thanks for coming to our studio to do the interview. Yeah, no, it's cool. I like it. It's a cool little room. And you guys do all your in-house recordings here?
Absolutely.
With Nick's shitty mics.
And there's no gain?
No gain.
That's all right. But no, it's cool. I like it. I think it's pretty neat. And, you know, a lot of people are doing the do-it-yourself kind of recordings now, so it's a big thing. And it's not cheap, people. I know you can't see nothing in here, but I'm looking at all the equipment, and there's nothing cheap about this. So it's all good quality sound. Plus, the last CD you guys put out, that had all the – it was recorded here, right?
Absolutely.
So if you know what that sounds like and you listen to it, you know it's good. So the new one will be, I'm sure, just as well, if not probably better in some ways. It's a split EP. So what made you guys want to do just a quick – I mean, how many songs are on the whole thing?
Six songs, three from us and three from Playing With Blood.
Dyer's other band?
Yes.
One of them. Yeah, you're a man of many bands. So, I mean, what else is good? Well, we always joke about that.
You have to project that.
You got to get that creepy.
Yeah, you got to get all on the mic when you want to do that.
You
got to
project the creepiness.
I don't know why. No, that's cool though. I mean, you guys got your CD.
I play in a children's band.
That's hot.
Thanks, Jay. Now, people have heard Jay before. Jay has actually, I think, been on here more than anybody else in the room.
Listen to me project my voice.
He doesn't have a sexy
into the
voice.
Microphone.
Were you at Brian Jackson? Or were you looking for something? We couldn't find you.
No, I think I left.
We had a fill-in.
And somebody filled in for me, I think. Was it Nick Cools or something?
No, it was Mad Dog.
Yeah. Okay. No, Mad Dog was there. Didn't you get one of the guys from Jerry from the Flying Sharks?
I think Jerry.
Yeah, it was Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry was Jay.
Yep.
Yeah, Mad Dog was in there too, being Mad Dog, so that was cool.
Shout out to Jerry's shooting property. We have fun out there shooting Jerry guns with that guy. No, Jerry's got like legit property. That's where we go and shoot.
Jerry, hook us up.
What are you guys going to go out and shoot guns? Stuff.
Yeah, we go shoot guns over there.
That's cool.
Redneck.
Was that out west? Redneck shit.
No, it's up north a little bit in Vero, on the road leading into the old schoolhouse, actually.
Oh, okay. Indria.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, okay.
Indria.
Let's not tell Obama where we shoot our guns.
Seriously. Clyde, political rant. No, I'm just kidding. Don't.
Don't. Please.
Save the potato.
If you want to watch Clyde's antics, go on Facebook.
I can't go full potato.
Three-quarter.
No, Clyde's awesome. You guys are all pretty cool guys.
Third Nick.
It's
about right.
No, actually, I talked to Nick for a while on Friday when we were you guys at the Sharky's show, which was pretty good. It's a good turnout.
Yeah, it's awesome.
How was it inside when you guys were playing?
Oh, it's cool.
I left. Sorry.
It was cool.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
A lot of people stuck around other than you.
I've seen you at the Birds.
A lot of people actually stuck around and supported.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Other podcast guys were actually.
There were no other podcast guys.
There was like 20 of them.
There's a line of podcasters.
There's a pit of just podcast guys.
Yeah, dude.
Seriously.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, that's fine.
No, Sharky's was cool. I liked it. It seemed to be a completely different crowd, so it was kind
of cool. I didn't know anybody other than like about 20 people, which is more than most of the time. But
yeah,
I mean,
it was like that North Beach kind of surf.
Yeah, it was different. I liked it though. I thought it was fun. It was just really crowded and really small.
It was cool.
That's sometimes those are the best though. That was fun. Man.
I don't do crowds very well.
They were into live music. It did. I mean,
that's
was,
good
for when you're in the band though. When it's a small place like that and it's packed.
It was cool.
There's a variety of music, and they stayed around for everybody, and they got involved with everybody's stuff. Man, that whole little island guys. Man, that was fun.
Good. And now you guys are playing Oceanside next week.
Another amazing venue.
Yep, that you guys play quite often, really.
They treat us good.
You guys have been playing there more than anywhere else from the last couple of years.
I think everyone has.
Well, locally.
Everywhere around here, it shuts down if it opens.
Yeah.
Plus, we can put shows on there, and they pretty much let us run the shows. I mean, so...
Which is what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they don't give us any problems, and we don't give them any problems. We You know, we bring a drinking crowd. We don't tear shit up.
There you go.
I mean, we tear shit up. You know what I mean? We don't tear their place
That's
up.
That's Jay in the bathroom.
Bloop, bloop.
No, I've been going there for a while since you guys, and I think Scott and them been playing over there, too. Last year was your birthday. I was there and the year before, and now you're going to have your birthday again next week? Next Friday is the birthday show? It says so on the flyer.
Yeah, 25th.
Yeah.
And it's our
release CD release.
CD release.
Shout out to Ramsey.
Oh, shit. That's what's up.
So you guys going to just get blasted and have fun?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good Jameson and punk rock night, for sure.
That's good. The guys got you, the minstrels. Minstrels.
I think the minstrels left. I don't think they're going to be here.
No, they said they were playing that show.
Oh, are they?
They're just moving.
Yeah, said they were playing that show.
Where are they moving? Further
we can
from
cut
here?
That out in post or something. Maybe.
No, we'll just leave it. I don't know if you're aware how the show works. I just leave shit
There's
out.
No post.
There's no post, dude.
I'm just like...
You should see the look on
James. Oh, whoops.
Have you ever heard of the caffeinated podcast that we do? We let Bart pretty much say whatever we want. And I don't know. You don't know Bart. But,
I do.
But yeah, you know Bart.
I'm
yeah.
just imagining those rants.
Oh, they're good. They're good. Bart's funny. But no, they're a new band, right? The Minstrels, they're fairly new. I heard about they're an all chick or all girl. I don't know if it's correct or not. Whatever.
It's probably not. They may fight you for that.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah. They look like the type that'll fight you for calling them chicks.
They're broads.
They're broads. Okay. Well, they're an all ladies. They're an all dames. What are we in the '40s? Well, I do have a mic from the '40s. So. No, it's an all ladies band, whatever you want to call it, and they're kind of punkish.
They're good.
Yeah.
I haven't really seen them yet. I know they don't have anything recorded, as far as I know.
They kind of remind me like old school Cramps.
Almost. Okay.
Yeah.
I would say.
We got who? OSF plan.
Yep.
Yep, they always tear it down. And then you got the Spicoli, which I love.
Yep.
Me and Alton go way back. So
I really like Spicoli. They're a good band.
Yes. Are we missing someone?
I think, no. And then Playing With Blood.
Playing With Blood, your other band.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck Keith. Fuck Keith.
Whatever.
you're going to just stay up there all night and play in both bands. Jameson, you're playing Break the Hero now. Oh, I thought I was still playing With Blood. Sorry.
Same songs.
Different speeds. So, I mean, so you guys did only three songs for this, and then, of course, you got three for Playing With Blood. So, last one was a full album, so was it a little bit more better, I guess, just to put out three songs this time, as opposed to making a whole fucking CD?
I think it took just as long.
Well, we were starting to record with the intentions of a whole album, and the idea to do the split came up, I guess, after we had already... started, but not really got too far into it, so we just decided to just cut it at three, if I remember correctly, and then they came in and did their three, and I don't know. We're still working. We're actually, we didn't really stop. We're still working on a full length now, so.
Tracker's got to write tracks first.
Next year.
Tracker's got to write tracks first.
When did you guys put out Circle of Life? 2 years ago?
Was it 2013? Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, because I wrote up that little thing on Podunk for you
Absolutely.
Guys. So, and that's I remember that. I didn't remember if it was last year or the year before because everything kind of bleeds together in the last couple of years for me. So, yeah,
been doing that for the past 13.
Yeah. Well, dab a day. I'm not putting that out there. Post. No, I'm just kidding. We're just going to say post.
Put it in the pre-pre.
The pre. Well, you know, we got to have a post podcast about the podcast so it's uncensored, even though the podcast is already fucking uncensored.
I was going to say, you're censoring us?
No, fuck no. What are you, new?
Obama.
I know.
That's it.
I thought this was America.
No, you're wrong. This is America, not America.
Trump 2016.
You know who's going to be at the convention up in Orlando? The
Donald Trump.
No. The bandit himself, Burt Reynolds.
Oh, nice.
Fuck yeah. That's
is awesome. He running for something?
He should
I'd
be.
Vote for him.
Absolutely. Oh, Burt? Now Burt's like, he's shutting down. Poor guy. It's, he's up there.
Who do you think would win in a fight between Donald Trump and the bandit?
Oh, the bandit. It's fucking the bandit, dude. He would steal Coors and drive around in circles around Donald.
I think Jerry Reese did Coors. Quite honestly. They did play Guitar Man on top of him.
Now, that was a great movie, and I liked it a lot because it came from Florida, you know, Jupiter and stuff. He shot some stuff out there, and that's a local boy. So Burt Reynolds is awesome, but You got three songs. Playing with Bud's got three songs. And now...
Look at him trying to bring us back on topic.
You know what? Fuck it. Welcome to America.
I got three, okay, three songs. Okay, we're with you, man. You run the show.
I quit.
You do this, man.
I've been doing this for 5 years. I'm done. I don't even know what a phantom fucking crawler or whatever the hell he said was. Phantom power.
The phantom menace.
You know that pen... I smelled some of it. Now I feel weird. Yeah. I'm sweating.
I feel all funny, man.
I'm starting to see the dog is talking to me. Stop. Son of Sam. That's a cute dog. So anyway, fuck it. So anyway, no, we don't have to be serious because I've known you guys for a while, so we don't really care. Were you guys going on tour? What's that going to be like? Or how was that already? We'll just pretend you already went. How'd that go?
It was horrible.
Look, we know which one's the positive member of the band, and then Nick's like, it was horrible.
I couldn't take a poop without three other guys watching me the whole time.
No, but you guys are going to start that one.
Jerking off.
That was a Tallahassee dumpling.
That's the Tallahassee.
We figured it out.
Oh, you're trying to figure out what a certain thing was?
No. So we got this thing. We make up just horrible sex act names based off of the towns that we play in.
Or that we drive through.
Yeah. So everywhere.
I think that came up in Gainesville.
We went to Panama City.
We were on our way, we were at Sizzler in Gainesville, and somehow that came up.
It was like a, what is that, like a panhandle reach around or something?
Sort of. Well, you know.
Me and my buddy Jeff came up with a reverse leapfrog, but I still don't know what exactly kind of act that'll be, but it sounds fucking terrifying.
Half of the fun is figuring it out.
So, when are you guys leaving? Like, when's your show that you're going to play local at last and then take off and go on this little mini tour?
We're not playing a local first or last show.
No?
We're actually going on tour.
When you say tour, you're not going to go from
tour of St. Lucie County. We're hoping
to get into Martin County
to the stamp, and then we're going to go to Respectables to finish it off.
Get back, and that's our tour. Absolutely.
No, we're going to Palm Beach County as well.
It's booked over the next 3 months.
It's actually a year long.
No, so we leave the.
How many places would you play in Palm Beach? Are you going to play? Are you going to play Respects, Propaganda, and what's the other place? Swampgrass. Or are you going to play it at Tiki?
I'm not allowed back at Swampgrass.
You play Respects, Swampgrass, Propaganda, and what's
Joe, do you want to go to a Tiki Hut and play? I know you like
that. Mad Dog's friends.
Tiki Hut. I could stay at home and do that.
I know, but didn't you? I thought I saw one of your rants on Facebook about how you were like, I'm so sick of these Tiki venues. I want a real venue. This is bullshit.
Oh, yeah, until that sucked, too. So it's like, you might as well just build a Tiki Hut. That's okay. I don't give a shit. So that's fine.
But I think we mentioned that before, because when we did the Brian Jackson last year, it was a good day because everybody played. Everybody was having fun. It was nice. It was a good pace compared to normally when some people show up, some people don't show up, whatever. And we were all like, yeah, the scene is strong that day. And now we're how many months later? So is that feeling still here? It's like, well, there's no venue now here. There's no venue here. Is there a scene?
Definitely, like, after Sharkies, too. Like, you see a bunch of kids that come out that don't normally do, and then, like, some of the same people, you know? So, I mean, it's cool you can see an actual good show at a fucking sandwich shop, you know?
That's good.
There was more people there than we played at, what was it, the Birdcage or whatever that place was?
Bird's Eye.
Yeah, I mean...
That was still busier than I thought it would have been.
Yeah, and it was a good turnout, but I mean, just compared from like a good local venue to like a sandwich shop, like that's funny. Like, yeah, not that much of a turnout there.
Well, I mean, you guys have been here for a while, even if you guys weren't all playing in Break the Hero or, and we're go way back to Mind Like Water. So, I mean, you guys have seen the area change from ups and downs over the last, I don't know, 13 years.
Since fucking early 90s.
So it's a little bit.
Yeah.
The only thing I remember from the 90s about Stewart was the Skateway. And was the.
Stewart Skateway?
Yeah. I used to go there as a kid.
Me too. First time I played Super Mario Brothers.
I played Mortal Kombat, yeah.
Oh, God. That was like way after my days.
Yeah. Well, you got like 8 years on me.
I was in high school.
Well, I've been playing bands around here since 93, 92, 93. So.
What's some of the first bands? What do you got?
My first band, I was in Wisecrack. And that was with
Ethel.
And then Ethel. And Wolf then Dad. Wolf Daddy.
Oh, that's the one Nick was in. Caress, yeah. I talked to him at the
Jackson. I wasn't in with him, though. He was already out of the band. They kicked him out by the time I got in.
Good call.
Ring. Okay, this is what happens on the Caffeinate. Whenever Bart or any of us say something horrible, maybe racist, we're like, you're losing rings. You're losing friends on Facebook.
Oh, can we say racist shit? Nice. It was brought to a whole new level.
And Break the Hero broke the web. And I was kicked out of my podcasting job, even though nobody hires me but myself.
Well, we already got womanizing now, so we might as well just make it.
Well, who's womanizing? You're all like taken or
the
something.
The second we spoke.
No, yeah, pretty much.
Is the dog guilty?
Figured out there wasn't any pre-production. Damn it. There's no post.
I don't think we're even recording anymore.
Sweet.
No, you are.
Well, bringing it back to the tour, like, we're Georgia. You asked. Georgia.
We gave up on it.
Georgia.
No, go ahead. Georgia.
South Carolina, Virginia.
Maryland.
Maryland, New Jersey, and then New York City.
So how many days is that? Like, how many weeks?
It's eight. We're going for 8 days. We're shooting for 7 days, one day off. So.
Just drive. Play, drive.
So, yeah. Savannah, Atlanta, Greensville. It's actually Simpson.
I know Simpsonville. I used to live over there. I hate it.
And
suck?
Oh, God,
yeah,
it sucked.
Then Baltimore.
It's a fucking Bible Belt.
Jersey.
Sweet.
Okay.
Yeah, for a while you couldn't get tattoos.
Or drinks.
Really? They were
fuck
dry?
That place.
No, not anymore.
Well, we're playing at a bar, so obviously you could drink now.
Well, no, now at Simpsonville you could. I lived one town over, which was like going to Crosstown to PSL Boulevard.
Okay.
And it was Fountain Inn, and it looked like the fucking yesteryear village.
Well, I don't know. They get a black guy running the bar, so it's got to be legit. Say that.
He's supposedly a funk master.
Yeah, he is a funk master bass
funk,
player.
Not from, punk. Funk.
No, funk master. He plays in a reggae and a funk band.
That's cool. So what day is the tour start?
The 10th.
10th of October or 10th of...
October.
Okay, yeah, it's already there.
Yeah, it's past
the I don't know where the fuck day it is. I'm smelling fucking fruit fairies and
still
shit
about
in
about here. 3 weeks from now.
Phantom fairies.
Okay. So, I mean, this is cool. I mean, you guys have... When's the last time you toured? Not in a while,
never,
right?
Never.
Never?
Never.
Oh, what about those great stories I heard about going from St.
Lucie?
St. Lucie
County tour that we did. That we
you went to Vero, too. Hey,
I mean,
you went to Vero.
We've been touring for
hey,
years.
You went to Vero. You know how big that is going over the Fort Pierce Bridge? You went
I think
to Vero.
The furthest drive we've taken so far, though,
O-Town?
Is Panama City, man.
Oh, so that, state of Florida.
That's another time zone, though.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that was fucking crazy,
like 10 hours.
Man. That was crazy. That was a crazy drive, man.
And you guys like, oh, it's like 6 hours.
And it was cold.
Are you guys so?
It was that's like right, 30 was degrees, like, dude. It was freezing.
I got sick.
Yeah, we all
we
got
all
sick.
We all got sick.
I had the flu
it
the whole
Misha.
Day.
Yeah.
She got sick.
No, he got us all sick, man.
I gave you the Canadian AIDS.
Canadian AIDS?
Yeah.
Does that go with the bacon?
Yeah, it goes with the poussoir.
They don't even know what bacon is there.
I never. They just get
fucking
ham.
Poor dog doesn't know what's going on.
That's like calling a hand job a blow job. Fucking Canadian.
Once if you combine it. Once if you combine it. Because sometimes there's, you know. Action.
Well, that would be
you're
bacon
nasty,
wrapped
bro.
Ass to mouth, what?
I was just thinking that.
I thought this was a classy fucking...
Ludwig's not impressed.
Quick, make a meme. Put it on. Put it on Facebook. The dog is not impressed with your podcast. All right, so what else we got going on? You got the new release. And, I mean, are you excited for that, Joe, being that you're in both the bands that are getting put out?
Yeah, it's all right.
It's about as good if I was with John. John's yeah, man, it's cool. Whatever.
It's cool. Yeah. It's a CD. I got a couple of those.
I got a couple of those.
I dance once or twice.
There you go.
I wished it was on vinyl, but we're just poor, so there's that.
We could turn this into a vinyl studio, right?
No.
Nah. If we're in a shack, like a hut in Jamaica, maybe.
So we're poor.
Well,
we are in St. Lucie. But you guys are one of the best things about St. Lucie, so that's something, right?
Oh, wow, really?
Well, I can't just down myself. I have to try to uplift you guys.
Are we supposed to be paying him for this?
No. I have never... Canada. I
he
got
talking about the blowjob handjob day, though.
Oh, reach around is not bad, but anyway. I don't get paid. I haven't got paid. I got paid once by... Who was it? Eric Kowalski? Fucking... What was it?
Stole from all Oh,
no, you guys didn't play that show.
Oh, okay.
No, no.
All the other bands that fucking stole from
he gave me like $40 and I gave it the rest of the guys, Jordan and fucking
Ferry.
That's more
than he ever paid anybody.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, well, I was there all day and I kind of gave him a look.
By the way, that guy's awesome.
Fucking cool dude.
Drop him. Psych.
Obama.
Yeah. He might be Obama. He disappeared about the same time Obama came around. I'm just saying.
Did you think he went blackface?
No. There's that racism.
Totally. Bring it back to White City.
This ain't the poorhouse, bro. Classy. Yeah, right? Tighten up, bro.
I actually...
Get my EpiPen.
We don't want to do heroin.
Who doesn't?
That hair on. Klondike, speak for yourself, bro. Bruh.
Break the Hero might break up.
After this,
yeah. This is the last tour, guys. Sorry, I gotta go. No, you can. No, you guys, this is the four of you now. You had somebody else, and that's done. And now you guys are just... Is it... You like it better now than it's just the four of you?
No, man. It feels a lot tighter as a four-piece. Thanks, you know, Nick. Nothing against anybody in particular. You know.
I just don't like singing.
Yeah.
You don't like singing?
No. I hate being
He hasn't wanted to sing for this band since
the day
we started this band.
That's why they've had 10 singers.
You have had a couple different singers.
Nick didn't want to sing for this band, and when me and him first started jamming together, he sang once or twice. I was like, nope, that's it, you're singing.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been playing together now?
Yeah, when did Break the Heels start?
Like touching wieners or actually?
Yeah. Like playing.
Right before I got married, like a year before I got married.
I thought you were going to say before you got pregnant.
Yeah, because I remember you guys started. We did one interview at the Redemption.
We met each other on Craigslist and MySpace. Simultaneously, as a matter of fact. Simultaneously.
Lost connections?
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
I saw you at the bathroom at Pickle Park.
I thought it was
you were at Chipotle. I was standing behind you in line.
I thought it was at one of those bathrooms on the beach. You know,
I was
public.
Like, is that a dab pin in your pocket, or are you happy to see me?
He was like, I don't know, my style's kind of weird. It's kind of like a mix between pop punk and Slayer. And I was like, all right, that works. I'll be over next week.
Pop punk and
Slayer. And we sound nothing like that.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
It's not exactly like that.
No, but you guys happy though? I guess you got your thing going. You got your split EP.
Definitely stoked about that.
And you guys are touring, which is cool because you're actually going in a state now. That's something.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm happy with where the band's at. I mean,
we do everything ourselves. We don't have to ask permission from anybody to do anything. We don't, you know, we record ourselves. We put our shit out ourselves. We promote ourselves. Horribly sometimes, but
no, you guys actually, as far as promoters go, you guys do a really good job with getting, you know, people to go to shows, and
we try.
You guys are popular, I guess.
Well, it's in our self-interest to do that.
It's
in our self-interest also to promote other people's shows too via social media, because it keeps us interacting with the whole crowd. So,
well, that's good, because you know we have an area that has a lot of different bands, and 90% of them are pretty good, I'd say. So it's good to go off each other and stuff and do that. Anybody got any dabs?
Yeah. No, not here.
And they got what?
Bama?
Yeah, I know, right? This motherfucker over here soft snitching and shit. I think that's what they call it on the streets, right?
Indirectly snitching?
I think that's what it's called on the street.
Don't worry.
On the street.
Look, don't worry. No one listens to the show anyway, so it's fine.
Bart will hear this.
Well, Bart will, maybe, yeah, but that's about it. Like, I don't... Yeah, right. Bart's good. No, I don't know.
Fort Pierce?
Yeah, no. No.
Nah, we love Fort Pierce.
Yeah.
I grew up in Fort Pierce, man.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where do you live now?
Port St. Lucie.
Yeah, okay.
Way to downgrade.
No, that's a step up.
I actually live in a nice part of Port St. Lucie, so.
Yeah, because it's close to Jensen.
Yeah. Exactly why. No, I live ECUS-1. I like that part of Port St. Lucie. I don't have to deal with all the chaos out in West Town.
I got a highway right by my house. I'm happy.
What exactly is your address, Clyde?
What restaurant do you work at?
Ruby Tuesday.
There you go.
Really? You could give corporate sponsorship right now.
I don't give a shit.
Wow.
Don't worry. We're supposed to be sponsored by Cold. Bring, bring.
Unless you pay us $1 million.
You got to do the pinky thing, yeah. That's
me where it works.
What no.
I'm your hooker.
But I'm not.
Thought you worked in a vape shop.
I give that shit away for free.
Should have been like,
oh, yeah, no problem.
Applebee's. I'm over at Applebee's.
Commercial they're all the break. Same.
It's a whole new neighborhood.
It's amazing we're still doing this. I got nothing. What else is going on, guys? How's your computer stuff, Jay?
You know, just beep boop beep boop.
Just beep booping and
sounds
beep
like
bopping.
Alright, well, you guys got plenty of stories. What about a story about a trip or, well, you only went to Fort Pierce, but what any cool shows that happened that you guys were like, that was fun, or we killed that guy, or
all our shows are fun. We have a good time.
We don't talk about the murders.
Obama. Know.
We get along pretty much everywhere we go. We only fight when we're talking to each other on the internet.
Well, that's your specialty. Or if someone brings up tattoos to Nick, then he's just like, no, fuck you.
Or if
it's not about bringing up tattoos.
No, I know.
Or if
it's
Jay
trap steps.
Or if Jay inadvertently placed the blind and me and Joe get into a fight, you know?
You want that acoustic guitar? Not allowed to play.
You're,
you're out of the band.
We already... I didn't say that.
No.
You're not allowed to do that.
No, because then you have to play guitar
and
bass.
What are you talking about?
Whatever. Call Marcus.
Beatmaster 5000.
So how long has you guys been in the band? I know for a couple of years, right? You and
Jay. Started after like a plethora of other people.
Yeah, but you guys have been in the band longer than any of the other people, time-wise.
Probably at least 3 years.
Well, we're going on, what, 2013, me and Jay started?
Yeah.
Around there.
You guys have been
beginning
at time
2013.
I think it's before that.
It might have been.
I think I came in like 2012,
you
maybe.
You came in before I did. And I used to tease Brian all the time that I was going to record the bass parts for the album.
And then you did.
Funny enough, I did. Yeah.
Shout outs to Brian.
Hey!
What's up, Brian? Love you, bro. Sweet bass parts.
So, that was 2013.
Yeah, because
so
you had the CD out in 2013.
So I think it's been like almost 3 years.
Yeah.
That's not bad, though. That's good. I mean, you guys have been rocking the Treasure Coast for that longer, but as you four for a while, and the sound is, you got your sound, so fuck it. I mean,
what
it's,
is that sound? What does it sound like?
It doesn't sound like anything I know.
Yeah, what would you describe it as?
I call it like, it's a mix between like alternative and like punk, kind of, but not really. Nick's the only thing punk in the band is Nick. Yeah, he's the only one that was like, every time he tells me, he's like, I want to play punk, but I can't.
I call it rock punk.
Rock punk instead of punk rock.
What about the way Jay stands there? I mean, that's kind of punk.
Jay, yeah, and you're an old fucking, you're your own thing, because you're often.
What are you talking about?
Well, no, absolutely. I've been moving a lot more, but standing next to Joe, I
whatever,
look like a
you
tree.
You have that Jerry Cantrell fucking pose down. Dude.
But Clyde does rock on the drums. Clyde's back there beating the shit out of those drums.
And he's half naked most of the time. So
yeah.
Once he's fully naked.
That's the best.
Yeah.
There was that time he was in that box, that picture. That was good.
That was sexy
as
fuck. I still fucked up my back from that.
But,
I'm on disability from that.
But as far as like playing in the band, Joe is always like, looks like he's trying to open a gateway to another world because his back is turned. He's like fucking slamming
the
fucking bass.
I thought you were talking about his mustache.
Joe's mustache. No, but Joe's always like bum 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 beating the shit out of that bass.
He's actually
around.
Rocking the
that's
evil twin goatee right now.
Because I can't fit on the stage.
I saw that fucking. I saw that fucking. You were like. I thought you were going to hit somebody when you were over at Birdseye.
Oh, Birdseye. But I still around. Play in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when we play on, like, a normal-sized stage. And
yeah.
Like a soapbox.
No, me and Jerry were the only ones that are animated. He's getting a little better, though.
Now instead of
just doing this, he does this.
I got a couple moves.
It's like you're swinging your dick.
There is a couple.
He does the step forward.
I step forward once or twice. Yeah. Some nights I go to the right.
He's doing the cha-cha.
Right, left, right, left, left, right, left, left,
Yeah, I got like two poses.
That's all you need.
That's it.
That's what bitches like.
It's easy
to
Photoshop.
That's it. I do it all in post. You can, I do it all in post.
You can always see pictures of him, and we can see pictures of Clyde pretty well too. When people take pictures,
because they never get blurry with me, because I'm like it focuses perfectly.
He's like, take my picture.
You're not Michael J. Foxing all over the place.
Bro.
Too dark? Too soon? Not dark enough.
Did you say too dark?
Too dark?
Wow.
No, not like
that. I'm talking about Michael P. Keaton that way, bro.
He didn't have it in the future.
No, I know, right?
I think it was a side effect.
How come he didn't see this coming?
Whoa.
Marty, you're going to...
Besides mine.
How did he not have that in the future?
So how many as a collective band would you say that, as far as most things go, how many fucks would you say you give?
About
combined? Any,
yeah, like
total.
Just
total, like ever?
Wait.
I figured it out. He doesn't know about it in the future because...
Oh, we're back to that. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Because he doesn't fuck up his hand in the car accident. So he never sees the new future he created, and the side effect of not having the accident...
Is this.
He gets that.
What if it's because he kissed his mom?
Are you sure him and Doc didn't do anything?
Either way, he's now able to play guitar, supposedly in the future, where his hand, now he's shaking.
Did he ever run to Bill and Ted?
No matter what that says is, no matter what, he wasn't able to play guitar as he got older.
So that never happened.
Or he's Tom Mariah.
Well, what that actually says is that you're destined, no matter what you do to change your shit, you're going to end up the same way.
That is some fucking
fucking back to the future.
That's some brain shit here. Philosophical. I said it.
We wax philosophical and break the hero.
You do.
That's what we do.
We get high on dabs and we're talking fucking heavy shit.
I'm just saying.
You know what? That is the type of stuff that really opens your mind.
I mean, don't let these fun guy faces and costumes fool you, bro. We're fucking...
Costumes?
I mean...
What, does Joe go home? Joe and Nick go home and wash off their tattoos at night. They're like, no, we're done with this for the day. Costumes?
Costumes.
Bro?
Yeah, we're like Furbies. Yeah.
Costumes? What?
No, furries.
Furries. Oh, shit, furries.
Like, we put on costumes and bang each other.
I know you've seen that shit.
Nick's a raccoon.
I have.
Ross the raccoon. Right? He looked...
I'm a polar bear.
What are you talking about?
I've seen that picture.
I take off my costume and I'm a furry.
Yeah. He's a black bear. Sasquatch. And Jay's a dolphin.
You guys... You guys do have the funnest post on the internet though, because Joe would post something and then there's like a 30,000 thread of fucking sex pictures and fucked up sayings, and
yeah, it's
the fun to
just
Mark
and Clyde just argue. 3,000 comments later.
Hey, listen, this is how Facebook works. The more comments you get in a fucking post, the more people that are attracted to your page. Our page is connected to whatever we do, so it creates more people
buzz
coming to our pages and seeing what we're posting.
So you plan all that shit when you start.
I don't plan it, but every little bit helps.
A lot of friends' likes and a lot of friends just drop at the same time.
You do?
Get blocked.
Yeah, you guys get blocked.
We're constantly deleting and refriending people all the time.
How would that go if you like block somebody in another band or that somebody you know goes to shows? Oh, you get blocked. And then they go to your show anyway. The fuck, you blocked me, now you're here? Thanks.
Yeah, we still play with those bands. We don't hate.
No. I would say you guys fit right in with the caffeinated offensive time. I think you guys... That's what we call it, too, is offensive time. I put up a picture of, like, a red Willem Dafoe.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and it's, like, a bunch of coffee mugs that say offensive time. You know, like, what was that show, Adventure Time or whatever?
Adventure Time.
Yeah, I call it offensive time. Because everybody's a butthurt bitch now. I hurt my feelings on the web.
That's because they didn't get spanked.
I
don't even give a fuck anymore, man.
No, no, not you guys. I'm talking about other people.
No, I know. I'm sorry. I used to get... I act butt hurt, but I just do it to, like, fucking piss people off.
to get more comments.
Jet fuel can't melt steel beams.
I saw that.
I refute that comment.
This is going to happen in the pre. We're going to edit out in pre.
I know. Do not edit shit.
It doesn't melt in an exact straight line. I know that much.
You guys are awesome.
Oh, God.
600 to 800 degrees to weaken the structural integrity of a steel beam. And once one goes,
it snaps in half.
And then once goes,
you would think it would bend.
No, it just it fucking weakens it, the structural integrity, and then eventually it's gonna collapse.
That's what but Donald the pictures Trump of the beams us. They show, it's like this perfectly.
And there was legit molten steel in the basement in the fucking footprint of that thing for like a month.
Okay.
So something did melt.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not saying it didn't melt.
He's saying it didn't melt.
No, it did or it didn't.
I'm not saying it didn't melt. I'm saying it can melt after the fucking implosion of it coming down and increasing the heat.
After the missile strike.
Yeah, whatever.
The surface area.
Speaking of George Bush, Jeb Bush looked like he wanted to swing on fucking Trump last night, huh?
I didn't watch it.
I don't know why I did, but I did.
Were you dabbed?
Soft snitching again. Look at you, bro. Yeah, I do. Of course I was, man. That's what I do, man. I work. I dab.
You work to dab to work, baby.
Yeah. Sometimes, but... Nah, yeah. Man. My boss might fucking... Nah, he don't listen to this.
No one wants to listen to this. I don't want to listen to this. You're all right. What you got going on there, Joe?
Oh,
so
watching porn. Are you guys still doing
sex.
This?
Yeah. Who are we still
daughter?
Doing this?
Oh my God, I'm gonna punch you in the face.
Shit. Now it's getting real.
It's getting violent.
Is this what happens on a nightly basis when you guys play? You're all friends at first, and by the end of it,
yes.
Fuck everybody.
This is pillow talk, man. It's about to get all sexified up in here.
I'm sure we're going to get to at least 3 or 4, 5, 6 fights.
In on the road?
Probably.
How many shows are there?
As long as nobody's got to, like, pee in the middle of traffic, and they finally stop.
Oh, my God.
I can pee in a bottle we'll like a man.
You know,
I'm good with that.
Okay,
so
I gotta go.
We went and played. We were in Lakeland that time with Brian.
We were driving from Sanford to Lakeland. We played in Sanford and then we played in Lakeland the next night.
So our old bass player before Joe, like he had some stage fright. He said he had to pee after making a stop
peeing
a billion
fright.
Times. He made a stop a billion times to use the bathroom, and then he made a stop again on the highway. And then he looked around on the highway and was surprised to see other cars.
On I-4?
On the highway!
We've been traveling 5 miles
an hour. And it was pouring.
I love this dude. But yeah, he was shocked when he saw other cars.
He couldn't pee in a bottle.
Why are they looking at my dick?
Yeah, he wouldn't pee in a bottle. He was scared to let everybody else see his dick in Orlando.
Why not just pee out the door at that point?
We jumped out of traffic to let him onto the shoulder to pee. And then he didn't pee. And it took us like 20 minutes to get back in because we had a trailer. And a butthurt dude in the back with a full bladder that still didn't pee.
At some point, I would have just peed.
In his butt.
Only for you.
Oh, we eventually stopped at a rest stop.
Sanford.
It was pouring rain in the whole time, and it was fucking a mess.
That was Longwood. Is that where it was?
Yeah, yeah.
Somewhere up there.
It's right outside of Sanford.
Yeah, it was up there.
That was when the angry Mike Honcho was invented.
I miss Mike Honcho.
No, not that Mike Honcho. Like,
there's
like
a different
the sex
real
act,
Mike Honcho.
The sex act, the angry Mike Honcho.
Oh, yeah.
I miss the internet one, too. Just saying.
Oh, yeah, we should bring that dude back.
He was pretty cool.
I
don't know what happened to the back.
Hey, I had a boss. Legit. Because my email was the one that we signed up for that with. And I had this web place that was wanting to hire me. And
because of my conscience.
You know, when I went back in, they did a check on the email account.
And found all that
and
shit.
And that my concho was, I created that with that email, you know. So when he ran a Facebook search on it, it came up as Mike Honcho, and he called me and asked me to come in for the second interview. And I sit down, he's like, man, I really like all this. You know, I like what I'm seeing here, but who's Mike Honcho? What can you tell me about Mike Honcho? And I was like, pecs. That's all I can tell you about Mike Honcho. The first rule of Mike Honcho is you don't talk about Mike Honcho.
Just his pecs.
Take your mom to Pound Town.
Did you get the job?
No, I could have. But my concho said no. Yeah.
It wasn't in the stars.
No, I really did like him because, you know, at the time we weren't really feuding.
We made your boy all mad.
I was.
Yeah, your boy got all fucking mad.
No.
It depends on which one it was. Is it?
Well, him and.
The other one. And, oh, and her, him and her?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, then no, that's fine. He's a fucking idiot. No, it's cool. Look, at the time, I was living with a guy who's cool, but I was so fucking stressed out that I was just, like, not in a good place. I was mad all the time. So I'm like, well, they're picking up my friends, but I'm like, I know Joe, and he's pretty cool, but I better go defend my friends. Guys, can you stop? I don't care. And halfway through it, I gave up on it.
So did you show up at the titty bar that night?
No. You know what? True story. I'm going to tell you what happened. First of all, I know nothing would happen because I knew you guys were playing somewhere else, and I already put it together because I'm not an idiot. And I'm like, okay, it's just them fucking with
me. Yeah, didn't we have a gig that night?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
Down in Swampgrass, I think.
No.
Oh, no, it wasn't Swampgrass. But I showed up there anyway because I was like, just to keep them out of the trouble. And Mad Dog was there like, who's doing what? I'm like laughing like, no.
Mad Dog is going to protect everybody.
I'm like,
with his band
dude,
of merry
he's
men.
Like, I'm like, he's like, something's going
to
go down. I'm like, you don't understand. I know who's actually doing it. They're at a show. It's not going to happen. No, bro, I got this. And I'm like, oh, my God. Well, actually, he didn't talk to me at first.
At that point, they didn't know who Mike Hunter was.
I don't think even the people listening to this aren't going to know. We didn't provide enough backstory for Mike.
No, and that's fine.
That's why he was so good.
Yeah, no, I get it. But yeah, you got homeboy fucking all mad.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking good. Because he's...
No, honest to goodness, his girl got butt hurt over something.
Oh, she's an idiot, too.
And she fucking mouthed off, and then she wanted to play that I'm this tough
fucking, yeah, yeah.
And I'm this tough goth chick, yep. And I'll skull fuck you or whatever. She took it to a fucking 0 to 100, like, out of nowhere, because she's fucking got this thing to prove that she's tough or something, and...
Yeah, but you weren't having it.
No.
We were
trolling her. They got fucking trolled.
I know.
And then they believed it was, like, a for real fucking 300-pound Mexican dude in a luchador fucking mask.
I know it wasn't.
That was full of all muscly and shit. And a fucking perfect specimen of a fucking man.
In St. Lucie.
In Port St. Lucie. Of all places to have the perfect fucking man.
I know. Believe me, I know. I kind of had an idea and I'm like, whatever. I'm like, nothing's going to happen. And they're all ignoring me. And I'm like, I got to go to work because I was working for the Rockstar at the time. Is there a bar back on ladies' night on Saturdays? So just take that in. And that was interesting. And it was after John was running it, so it was a lot worse.
What happened on ladies' night?
It was
I don't want to talk about that. I was there for that. Which is cool. They still come out and watch us over at Oceanside.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she's dating another one of our friends.
Yeah.
Well, one of our
I
friends.
Thought that yeah. I saw that. She looks
yeah.
slightly
No, it is.
Different.
It is, yeah.
I'm not going to say names, but
No,
absolutely.
I know.
A slightly smaller chip on her shoulder.
Yeah. She actually says hi.
Oh, yeah.
I hate your man.
I love that picture, though. The Bill Murray from Stripes. He's a good dude, though. I hung out with him Saturday for a little bit. And I was talking to Nick about him on Friday. So.
Nah, he was a big help with this tour.
Yeah,
actually.
John's booked a good majority
yeah.
of the tour.
Nice.
Our Brooklyn one, which is at an awesome place called the Trash Bar. That was all him. That's an awesome cool. one.
Did
the
you
one,
finally get Asheville at? Or no?
No, Asheville's not working out. We're actually looking into like probably doing Virginia the next night instead of doing that.
Okay. Well, like Virginia Beach or like
no
Richmond.
Okay,
like
Richmond's area. All right. Cool. That'd be a fun tour. I'm excited. I hope you guys do well and have fun. And hell, you might like it so much you might not want to come back.
Yeah, I don't want to come back.
It's just where you come back to.
Well, you like living here, don't you?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm already planning my next vacation away from here right now, like, as we speak.
Like away from.
Just here. I'm like, all right, I'm going to Fort Myers.
That's cool. Yeah, because, you know, for a while I wanted to leave, you know, because I've been here this time for 5 years since I started the show. I moved back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And
33 years.
Well, I've been back and forth. After high school, I've been in Treasure Coast for 10 years. But,
yeah, me too. I've moved to plenty of places like Miami.
And yeah. Well, I grew up in Palm Beach and Jupiter, so it was a whole different idealism and atmosphere than up here.
I lived here except for when I lived in Hardy County.
Where's that?
Hardy County Correctional Institute.
No, not you.
I think we should talk about some prison stories.
Jay, what happened in prison?
I man, fucking
trying to make you snitch again.
God.
What was the guy doing in the cell next to you?
God, I've never been to prison.
Just ask Clyde about the bologna in prison.
Bologna. Yeah, what is that whole bologna thing?
The bologna.
Okay. When I first got to prison, I started working, I worked in the kitchen. One of the older guys there told me, he's like, all right, if you see a slit in the bologna, don't eat it, because that means someone's fucking it.
Somebody fucked that bologna.
Somebody's fucking the bologna.
Oh.
And that shit does happen. I'll tell you right now, because people walk in on him in the
fucking... He said, I tell you, because I did that shit.
No, I didn't do it. Fuck that, dude.
I was trying to fuck the bologna loaf, yo.
Fuck that. I had short time, dude. I had short time. 14 months, dude.
Pimento loaf.
14 months. I kept to myself, read books, and watched softball fucking tournaments, dude. And smoked a lot of weed.
There you go. And now we're here.
Fucking well, prison. A lot of weed for prison life, but that whole
That's
thing,
like a couple of joints.
But a couple of joints equals like a nickel over the course of 6 months. But I'll tell you right now, you smoke a toothpick joint in fucking prison, dude, you
high
get fucking
shit.
High as fuck, dude. I'm talking like, I mean like a toothpick. I mean like it's literally like mostly paper. And you get high as fuck.
Nice.
But it's fucking my roommate right before I got out, the one that did my tattoos, he got fucking like a half ounce from visitation, and we were fucking smoking big time right before I left, man. And then they fucking fucked with me. The fucking COs knew I was high one night, and I went out there to get my fucking toiletries and shit. And they were like, he was like, when's the last time you smoked weed? And I was like, what? Like, I was getting ready to, like, I only had like 2 weeks left. I'm like, I'm already like done, you know? I'm like,
weeks ago.
He's like, go get dressed. You're going for a piss test. So I fucking get back in my room. My roommates, I'm like, dude, they're making me go get a piss test, dude. He's like, start drinking water.
My dad's gonna do it.
Oh yeah, it does, dude. You beat piss tests in there. They only have those shitty stick tests. So if you fucking time it right and drink a shit ton of water, you can fucking flub the test. So I start pounding fucking water all night, standing by my door, all dressed up and shit, dude. They never call me, dude. And then I see him in their fucking booth laughing at me and shit, dude. And fucking, dude, I couldn't sleep the rest of the night because I had a fucking piss and I'm on the top bunk, dude. I'm like, I jumped down every fucking 5 minutes having to piss. My roommate's fucking laughing his ass off at me.
Yeah, the good old days.
I like it here. That's all I got.
I was going to move to Asheville at one point when I was in my old band, but then I met my wife and I ended up staying, so.
Yeah, I got a wife, so it's you have to kind of do everything together. I don't think I'm allowed to just leave without her, because that'd be weird.
Well, she was going to go, but she didn't want to. I tried to talk her into it, and she didn't want to.
Why? With the Spin Doctors.
Wait, were you the guy that was singing about Two Princes? That guy was a hipster before there were hipsters.
That's when I was, that was the band I was in with Daryl from OSF.
Oh, okay. Oh, Daryl. Okay, I know Daryl. Daryl's cool.
Oh, we all know Daryl.
Everybody knows
Dirty
Daryl.
D.
Shout outs to Daryl.
Shout out to Daryl. Daryl and I for the longest time I called him Daver. It's Daver.
Like Cadaver.
Daver. Cadaver.
Well, when I see words, I don't look long enough, and I'm just assuming it's Daver because that's a name, I guess. It's Daver. I'm like, I'm stupid. But we're friends. We're all friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we?
Cool. No. Sweet. Not you, Joe.
No, whatever. I hate everyone.
So you hate your band? You hate this band?
I hate all of you.
I hate this band.
Send pictures of how much I hate you.
He's going to put it on the Jackass later.
I really will. I can masturbate to it.
But not to us, to the equipment. He's like, that soundboard's hot.
I put it in the mirror and then I can look at myself.
That's exactly.
He's like, that light, that third board light really gets me going.
It's the little blue lights on it.
I told him when I came in, it's like a fucking bat cave.
Yeah,
it's pretty sweet.
Kind of.
I spy on people.
You did see Batman down there, right?
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay.
It's Christian Bale Batman. Cool. Cool. No, I like. I think it's good. It's you guys.
Is that Christian Bale Batman?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
what I was gonna say, man.
Or the
Christian
animated
Bale.
Series.
He'd be playing Huey Lewis in the news
Michael
in here.
Keaton.
You just like Michael Keaton?
Yeah, he's the greatest actor ever.
He's up there with Jeff Goldblum.
I like Jeff Goldblum though.
Hey, kid, Michael Keaton's awesome.
And so is Jeff
and he has
Goldblum.
Wonderful toys.
Yeah. I noticed you got some empty bottles there too.
Yeah, you know, trying to decorate like I did when I was 18.
Put a candle in it and let the candle wax drip down.
Some black lights.
A little goth room. It's all black. You got any glow in the dark posters you want to put over here in a black light?
No. Turn the strobe light on, bro.
If you turn the lights off, there is the constellation on the ceiling.
I don't want to put a black light here.
You don't
want to
put a black light?
No black light.
What have you been doing in here?
Too much DNA.
I got four monitors.
So, bro, I'd be fucking jacking
in. Fucking like the episode of Two and a Half Men. He's the light up in the ceiling. Right. How did it get up there?
He calls it the Fab Cavern.
This is actually the dungeon of the studio.
He's got like shit coming out of the fucking gimp in there.
We haven't seen the closet. Right?
I've been in the closet.
That's the dead room.
Yeah. That's where you want to jack off in dead silence. There's no nobody judging you.
Exactly. That's when you feel like someone's watching you.
Post.
Get down this post. Is becoming its own fucking episode.
How long was it supposed to be?
I don't know.
5 minutes.
it's almost an hour.
Like an hour?
It's almost an hour, yeah. I don't know. I like talking, so this is what we do. Nice. We should do this like a weekly podcast.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll just...
Great to hear a podcast.
Yeah.
But we need to like maybe get some cigars and whiskey.
Yeah.
Sit around.
Oh, no, we can totally get drunk and do it.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe a DAB or two.
You know, or dab.
A DAB.
Yeah. Dab whiskey.
Dabski?
Sure.
There you go. I think everybody will get turned
some
down.
Some Cavassier.
Are we going to get turned up?
Some Cavassier.
Are we
going
to get turned up?
Fancy skull? Fucking glasses.
Skull?
Skull?
Yeah. Oh, I ain't drinking that cheap
skull
shit.
Alcohol?
Yeah, no.
Oh, I thought you meant skull like the dip.
No.
Like we need some meth and some fucking skull and...
That's when we play Okeechobee Fest.
Oh, yeah, yeah, real quick. I want to talk about that. I read a little bit into it. What was that whole thing? They're saying they're trying to do a Bonnaroo out in the middle of nowhere.
They've been talking about that for like the past year. I've been seeing them doing that up.
I saw it today. Joe posted it, and I saw some other people share it.
Yeah, because it made the local news, but I mean, I've seen it on Facebook and stuff.
What do you think? You think it'd be all right? Or?
I think they got that sweet-ass techno tent.
I think it wouldn't do well at all.
It wouldn't? I think it would. Because
nobody knows where it's at.
It doesn't matter. It's a destination concert. People will find where that's at.
Yeah, it's like how they do Swanee and shit like that. If they actually promote it, if they promote it.
Something like that, a 3-day thing.
You think they'll get a local podcast on there, maybe? No.
They might, yeah. There'll be enough meth and fucking.
I don't want to deal with all that. It's like, same thing. What's that other thing that happens out west that people go to? Mudfest or some shit?
Yeah, I think it's the same guy, honestly.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that. I don't like Mud Jam. I hear people die.
Those were like little kids.
They can do show in Okeechobee.
I've actually had fun at Mudfest. Mudfest is pretty cool.
Yeah,
I can see Jay having fun at Mudfest. He's rednecking off.
Jay, you redneck?
Yeah,
kind of redneck.
Really?
He did. Oh yeah.
He's got camouflage everything on.
He's always.
I can't even
guns.
See Jay.
Guns.
I passed the test. my camo's got my fucking cabinets wrapped in duct tape. All right. I got more than a few guns.
Are you from here?
No, I'm from the Midwest. I've lived here.
Don't tell him where.
Guns, camo.
I know he's a soft snitch.
You are not a soft snitch.
What's your fucking social?
Yeah, I was about to say that. Bro. What's your social? I work for Medicare.
Yeah.
Freaking kids like the Bassmaster.
Yeah, right? Yeah, my kids.
So you frequently go to Bass Pro Shop?
No, it's just kind of overpriced.
Yeah, it's a
Walmart? Good.
Yeah.
Hey, real rednecks don't go to Bass Pro.
That's right.
They go to They go to Redneck.
I need to get my styrofoam cooler and my lures from the same place.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
The gas station.
Well, if you live in Fort Pierce, yes. Like Carter's, you can go to Carter's.
Yeah.
Get ammo and fucking bait.
I can get all of my shit at Walmart. Like, seriously. Me and Clyde... Need to.
If that's the apocalypse, that's where I'm heading. Right.
Walmart,
I'm straight to Walmart. They got everything there. What else? You know.
I could hold up in the McDonald's for a while.
Some Walmarts have McDonald's, bro.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
It's got a bank. It's got hair and nails.
You can get new
eyes checked.
We can get new contacts.
Yeah, it's got good bathrooms.
I think they do tattoos in there.
They've got all the
stuff.
And
they got the
little carts.
And you remove it.
And you can and turn those. We can convert those into like
we could turn
fucking buggies and shit.
I mean, I'm sure they got like welders. They got all the TVs.
They got KY.
Like, yes,
they do actually.
They have the whole pharmacy.
Astrolube.
Yeah,
so we can get all hopped Astro. Up on whatever and
hopped up on Astroglide.
They got all the pharmacy stuff to get high on.
And Rush.
Oh, yeah. Amyl nitrate.
Dude, garden center. You can grow your herbs out in the garden center.
It's perfect.
So you can make your own little villages in Walmart. It's big enough.
We just got to fight off the millions of other people that are going to have the same idea.
Fuck those people. No, nobody else would have that idea. Nobody else listens to this show. We're safe.
Does our local one have guns?
Yes.
Yeah. Walmart's about to stop selling guns altogether, though, I think they said.
Lies.
Too redneck for that. It's offensive? Are you hurt?
No.
Show me on the internet where it hurt you.
No, my butt's fine.
Not,
I'm offended
no.
for him.
Thank you. Are you a white knight?
Yeah, he's my offense.
Why is it always going to be about color?
I know.
No, that's what
damn,
they call
it. Bro.
I'm Jewish.
He's Canadian Jew.
I know. He's one of the Jews.
Ka-Jewish?
Ka-Jew.
Canadian. I thought the Canadians had like half a head in there, like in South Park.
Floppy heads. Floppy head of dad dog. Fucking
all right, well, I think we're done.
All right, signing off.
Yeah, not yet.
He's well, like, I don't care what you do, but you guys cross the line with Canada.
No.
Floppy headed.
No, we can keep going. I don't care. Clyde's tired. Look at him.
He always looks like that.
Really?
That's dabs, bro.
Where's that pen?
It's fucking...
Where's that pen?
Old Dabs McGillicuddy over here.
I have become that guy that yells at the kids when they run on my lawn.
Yeah.
Do you
with your pants off.
Do you really yell at kids?
Yes.
Get off my lawn!
I threatened one of them.
Clyde, that's a tree.
Mangoes.
I don't care.
They stole my mangoes.
They stole your mangoes?
Put the
yeah,
fucking mangoes down.
I didn't go to his house and bring them back to me, too. I was like, bring back. Oh, all his friends sold them out, too, because like, I had this one huge mango on my fucking tree, like this big, and I've been eyeballing it. There was like five of them, but I've been eyeballing this huge mango on my tree. Me and my wife go to get something to eat, come back, and the mango's gone. And I know that whole little group of kids, the neighborhood kids, and these are like...
You went and picked on the neighborhood kids.
I didn't pick on them.
You're such a
bitch. But I came out there.
Mango.
I came out there, and I was like, who stole my
allegedly.
Mango? And all of them sidestepped and pointed at their friend.
That's soft snitching.
Obama.
Right here, he was one of them.
No, they hard snitched.
Oh, yeah, that was straight snitching.
Soft snitching. Shit.
That's the last time I interview in front of Zelmo's when nobody else is around.
I know, right?
That was fun, though. We
no,
did
that
a good
was
job.
Cool. Yeah, that was fun.
Were you drunk?
Yeah. I think, I mean, if we were, it was a show, right?
Yeah,
probably. Yeah.
I don't know if you guys were playing. I think you were just there to hang out with...
Lenny was more drunk.
I think Keith was...
We weren't playing. I was hammered.
I think Keith, you know, from Prescription was playing, because I saw him out there, because they played. I don't know if it was playing with blood or...
It was a Prescription. It was a playing with blood show. They were all playing there.
Even John showed up for a minute. I'm like, hey, John. He's like, get that thing away from me.
Yeah, it was a playing with blood show. I remember that.
Poor Zelmo's. I like that place, too. It just, the sound was always a little off. When you guys did your sound, it was good.
Say that.
Why?
Because when that dude first took it back over, he had
that
some douchebag guy running the place.
That was the best sound system.
And he acted like we all should have fucking gave him blowjobs for letting him fucking play on a goddamn Mackie PA or whatever the fuck he had.
Really?
Like it was the, oh my god.
I didn't
he
know.
Acted it. Like it was the best fucking PA in the world.
Yeah,
like
KSM.
Like you fucking plug into it and your wiener grows or something plugging into the fucking thing.
Well, your setup when you bring is good. I wasn't ever saying that. I was talking about the thing he had hooked up there on the stage was this little fucking, and it was always like making noise. And I'm like, is that it? And he wouldn't have a meeting about that?
Yeah.
Listen, guys, this is important.
When he first opened it, he had a meeting with all the bands, and that's when they were starting to do it and starting to do like the whole, like,
That was the justification for not paying us.
Yeah.
Is
that,
what?
Is that not all bands get to play on a good PA, so
on a stage.
First, we should be stoked. us from fucking, guys that have us a backwood yokels that have never fucking, you know, we ain't never played them in Milk Crate, so fuck. Let's be stoked for this guy.
Yeah, right. I expect that from Flaunt, even I heard Flaunt's better about that than that.
Way fucking cosboard and
tired. You guys never played Flaunt? Because I know you guys play at Respectables. Yeah, usually play in the big stage.
Yeah, we still always play
today. But you guys did play it backstage at the last one.
On the block party, yeah. Yeah, block.
That's where I think Ludwig just walked through here and farted.
All the local punk bands.
Attaboy.
Yeah. I played Flaunt once with Stubbly Mug. Shout out Stubbly Mug.
Oh, yeah.
But
that's
as a right. band, we never played Flaunt. We never asked us.
I played there with Collective Soul.
Yeah.
You were in Collective Soul?
I was.
Twice.
And Extreme.
Three times. More than words.
He was that third cool backup to play harmony.
Yeah. I don't know. I think you guys could do it. I think John said he'd really hook somebody up. That's John. I think you guys would make a good Flaunt. I mean, you guys aren't really super indie, new age, whatever the hell that hipster music, whatever it's called. But you guys are. You guys are rock punk.
He's saying we don't have an upright bass.
No!
Or a banjo player.
We don't have
an acoustic bass.
I don't think we're cool enough to play fun.
As he said that. I think you guys are fine. But
I think we're too rock.
Too rock?
That's fine. That's
fine. What do you want?
We're not quiet enough.
Why would you want to be quiet? You're a band.
Because exactly. The people in the crowd can't converse among themselves.
No, they're here to watch a band. They can go somewhere else.
They're there to twirl their mustaches up in their circles. And take care of their beer. He is literally twirling his fucking mustache as I say that.
I'm sorry, I'm Texas, but
I'm waiting for the monocle.
We're talking about
Southern
Exposure and Bed Bath & Beyond. No, but like legit, like me and Jacob. Like,
oh, you're talking to Jacob?
I'm not even lying. Like, that's actually going on.
Well, it's funny because I know all those guys from when I lived in Vero working at Jack FM. I used to hang out with Alton and Jacob and all those guys when they were in Back Alley with Grover.
Shout out to Jacob.
And Nick, when Nick actually played an instrument besides owning a bar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it was and Rob. Rob was the other guy.
What did Nick ever play? And he had like a.
He was a drums. Yeah, he did that. Yeah. He did that after Back Alley, but he was drumming in Back Alley. And
was
I liked,
really?
Yeah. Nick was drumming. It was Alton, Nick, Joe, Grover.
Okay.
And Rob Roberts, something.
See, I remember playing shows with him at the Women's Center, but like they were like 17, 18.
Oh, that was a different time then, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we were a good like 6 years older than them, like when we were playing with them.
But I always liked Grover. Like me and Joe always got along, and Alton goes to conventions. We hang out at the conventions every year and stuff, and Alton's a really cool guy. God, yeah. So I love Spicoli. I liked Spicoli, and I liked when he was in Face First.
Yeah, I remember Face First.
And then that's over, so now it's Spicoli. So those guys are cool. The Vero, I like the Vero group. They got some good bands up there. Them, Church and State. That's Fort Pierce.
But
yeah, I always thought they're in Vero for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, they're on the line right there.
And who else was? Oh, Flying Sharks. That's what
Flying
I was thinking
Sharks
of.
Sharks there. There's a couple of.
Yeah.
Darukin.
Darukin.
I can never say
Darukin.
Darukin,
yeah. I didn't know what you were
saying.
Yeah, I didn't know what you were saying. I thought you were like Pokemon.
That's what it is, Darukin?
Darukin, yeah. I've interviewed them.
Dakra Pokemon.
Chichiokin!
They're actually pretty good.
Yeah,
they've played with them before.
No, yeah, they're fucking.
You guys like playing the Stamp? How's that place?
I love it up there.
The energy's always.
I hear it's packed.
Dope if people are in there.
Hell yeah. But you're playing in like a room like a little bit bigger than this. So it's like two bedrooms.
Oh yeah, they're all up in your face.
Well, I love.
By the way, if you're a band,
I'll take that over being on a stage any day.
If you're a band, you want to be recorded. Talk to Nick. Nick has a studio. It's awesome.
He does.
Yeah.
Come. Good quality sound.
OSF's latest album.
Yep. You guys did that, yep. And you guys did yours.
Zodiac Summer's Eve.
Zodiac Summer.
What is that?
Damn.
Sorry if I'm fucking your money up, bro. That little motherfucker got on there and started clowning on Facebook, man. Fuck him. Fuck him and his band.
Zodiac Summer?
No, Summer's Eve.
Oh.
Get it
like
right.
Like Massengill, bro.
What happened with that?
Douchebag.
Oh, okay. Who's a douchebag? You?
No, I mean, sometimes.
Okay.
Jay
was
personally
insulted by this entire
thing. Oh, so there was a band that insulted you?
No, not me. Just our scene, our music scene. They fucking came and they begged us to get on a fucking show, and we put them on a show, and then they kind of acted like
assholes,
immature tools. And
not even that. They were cool enough to come in and watch us play, but then for all our friends' bands, like the three bands before us, and then the band that drove from like 2 hours away to play with us, them and all their friends stood outside the entire time.
Was
like,
this over at Oceanside?
Oceanside, yeah. I think.
And
you
then
were
they just
it.
Did it.
Oh yeah,
again, and someone called them out on it.
Oh, okay.
And then he pretty much said, "Fuck all the local bands around here. I don't like that kind of music, and I'm not going to
fuck that."
Get tripped into.
This is a local band guy.
Barely.
Yeah, barely.
Nick likes him. Nick's not a part of this conversation, guys. Nick's over there shaking his head at us.
Yeah, because he recorded him and he's friends with him.
Oh, okay.
Me and Jay. Clyde, obviously,
the rest of the band hate him, but
I don't hate him. It's nothing like that. But you know, I mean,
thought it was funny. I thought he sealed for being in a band.
They sealed their fate around here because two scenes, two of the three or four little scenes around here, they've already burned it. And the scenes that they could play in, they've pretty much like
burned
those bands over. And we don't, you know, we got long memories on that shit. And everybody right now, like even more so than like the music aficionados coming out and supporting us, the bands are supporting each other a lot right now.
That's good.
And that we're not going to put up with that shit.
Right.
You know? And you're definitely not going to talk about our venues that are legit or our, you know, other bands or whatever. That's, you know, especially if you're fucking begging people to get on shows in the first fucking place.
No, that's kind of fucked up.
Show some respect. Yep. We're not acting like you got to stick around in here. I don't always stick around in forever. You know, whatever. A band that plays after us, I usually don't get to see them because I'm all hot and fucking whatever, and I'm outside with our gear.
Loaded
you know?
Equipment.
So I get that. I'm not, you know, but just the way he came off saying it, it was really like, fuck you guys, you know? Not us specifically.
You really shouldn't shit where you eat, I guess.
That's exactly what it is. It's, you know, this
I've been there. I got pissed and said some shit
it's
once.
It's all of our scene, you know?
Yeah, but it is. It's true. That is. This is everything that's, you know, our area that we play at. And
people
I don't
like
play
that.
In a band, but
people
I
like that
I help.
That up. Hopefully he realizes
second inhaling.
And chills out with that shit.
Yeah.
And then I'll retract all the fucking comments I made about
it's
him
like
and
candy.
Eat crow. But until then, fuck that guy and his fucking moppy ass hair, whatever the fuck.
Moppy ass.
Fur taco, Franklin fur taco.
I got you.
We'll get that out in post.
What post? Ain't that post. The only thing I'm gonna do is listen.
Just cut that a little.
I'm gonna listen to it enough where
five
I.
5 minute
he's
rant.
Just gonna snip.
Just Franklin fur taco. Franklin fur taco.
You're a soundbite now.
Oh my god.
Gonna put you on the air.
Sweet.
Fucking for
so
tacos.
How much is this getting aired? Are we
all of it?
5 minutes of
I
it?
Know, right? All right?
No, the whole thing's going out.
Are we the longest worst interview ever?
No. No.
Hopefully
every...
Franklin Fur Taco doesn't listen to this all the way to the end.
First of all, no, it's not the worst because every week I still have to go on and do my show, which because
we could still like we could crank it out and rag on everyone, like really.
Listen, we've done that show. It was in 2011.
You've been, I was gonna say you've been doing that for.
I don't do that now. Well, I did that. I didn't do it. He did it. First of all,
Franklin first.
You're in charge of the no post.
Y'all can't see it, but he's back here giving me like the producer sign. Like, yeah, keep going.
He's saying, "This is hot."
So if you want to go on, you want to.
Jay's so hot.
That's the money, baby.
That's the money, baby.
If you want to have the anger cast, I can crank it up to the anger cast because there's a lot of shit about the
like,
scene that I can
take
say.
Some callers.
Where do you like? Can we call him an Astro?
Let me
right
call
now?
Mad Dog up.
Hey, bro, they're talking shit about your scene. What? I'm not there anymore. I'm out. I miss Mad Dog.
Yeah, right?
People should just do what they fucking do and stop worrying about fucking the actual act of rebuilding the fucking scene and it'll rebuild itself.
That's right.
We have a lot of bands
bitch
yeah.
about
play
what
spin
people
doctor
are doing
songs
and what people
shit.
Are not doing is actually like fucking bringing it backwards.
Yeah.
Most of these motherfuckers only bitch about it the week before they have a show. And they want to guilt trip everybody and hey, local music scene. I'm going to tie my fucking bandana up on my
I
head.
Knew that was good.
I'm going to fucking come out and spend 5 minutes at your fucking show, take a couple pictures with my rock fingers, and then fucking leave.
No, wait, put my business cards out.
Let me drop my business cards on the fucking table first.
How'd you guys know I did all that?
Yeah.
No. I don't contribute.
I'm fucking...
Who did that?
God
never
damn,
mind.
No.
Beep, beep, beep.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was just...
Rings.
Obama.
No, fuck that.
Obama.
He knows exactly who I'm talking about. He called my drummer my name and shit. I did a website for this motherfucker. He paid me money, and he thought Clyde was me.
What? Are you guys that interchangeable?
Nah.
Yep.
Nick, yep. Yeah, fuck that guy. And the bandana he rode in on.
Do I know him?
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Oh, you definitely do. You know who we're talking about.
I'm sure if you, I mean, you've seen those fucking devil sign fingers a million times.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Some of them, they were playing Megadeth songs. Some of them, maybe it was Queensryche. Maybe it was Warrant.
Or Extreme.
38 special, yeah.
Well, you care, obviously, about the area because you hear your guys have been playing for so long. Joe's been in the scene forever. He's been in every band.
So is Clyde.
Clyde has, just like Billy's been in a couple of different bands, and now you're in every band. We joke about that, but it's true. You're in a lot of bands.
Yep.
And then I do every podcast, so I'm part
of the
scene.
He's the only one that keeps the scene together.
Joe's the glue. It used to be Mad Dog, but now he's gone. It's on you, Joe.
No, I quit.
If Joe stopped playing bass, there wouldn't be any more bass.
I know, the trickle down effect in the bands around here would be horrible.
It would be such a hole.
We don't have a bassist because Joe's not here today.
There's so many bass players with picks out there right now. So many rhythm guitar players with jobs. It'd be ridiculous.
Just everybody fucking playing PV basses with picks.
Oh, absolutely. They'd have so many gigs.
There'd be a lot of... Hey, do you want to play bass? Well, you know, I can play guitar.
Yeah. Exactly.
How do you feel about, like, cover... Not every cover band, because Take Warning's awesome. I'm not counting them. But,
yeah.
Because those guys are awesome.
Yeah, we love covers, them. Too.
I know, but how do you feel about, like... You go to a bar, and they're like, we want a cover band. We don't want an original band playing.
It depends on what you do. I mean, there's even cool places. Like, I know, like, even Will's Pub up in Orlando, they'll do, like, a Sunday night... Hey, we're going to have a Minor Threat cover band in here.
Okay, that's awesome.
No, I mean, yeah. You know what? And that's... First and foremost, them dudes are the ones making money. I mean, you know, they're making money and probably having a lot of fun.
And I've done it plenty of times.
That we can't make that same money at a show. Because we're playing... With all the bands, we're playing the exact same amount of time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, we make the same amount of money. We just split it up amongst all the bands and, you know, whatever.
I don't think they make what they
make. Yeah, maybe not.
Not even close.
But, you know, I mean, it's just not our scene, but, you know, on a knocking them, that shit's fun. Sometimes you don't want to, you know, sometimes you didn't go out to, like, watch live music.
Right.
Sometimes you went out to have some drinks and hang out with your friends and a bunch of other people and have some live music, and sometimes you want to hear
Bon Jovi.
Old Misfit songs and shit.
Well, I'm down with that, yeah.
I mean,
the majority of the population isn't into what we play
absolutely.
Or metal or anything anyway.
For sure.
So.
And that makes me sad.
Yeah, I mean...
You know, I just, you know, as a music fan, I like... I mean, like I said, I can go and play fucking techno and be whatever.
Radio now is horrible.
Oh, yeah.
There's radio now?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is. We're anti-radio, actually.
I didn't know there was even...
I mean,
thought we had the Love Doctors. That was about it.
We're the Hate Doctors.
The Hate Doctors.
Headed by Jay. That was actually an episode of the fucking Caffeinated podcast.
I could see that with Bart.
Yeah. But I spelled it H-8. Hate.
Yeah, you steal my logo off my fucking...
What? Bill. I had a fucking FM...
like
see,
Avril Lavigne spell stuff?
Yeah, well, okay.
Yeah.
For instance...
Like I'm a 13-year-old girl. Yeah. Well, there was a hard
it's
after.
The 90s. It's how we spell things.
That's just bad internet
stuff.
SK8. So we don't know how to repeat stuff yet.
Well, I mean, I'm not...
Skate Master Tate.
Skate with an 8. There you go. That's fucking... What? I don't know.
That's legit.
Dabbing
and skating.
Ooh, where is that?
I think the term is rollerblading.
Fruit
gay blader.
Fruit booter.
That's bad. No, but like we have an.
If I know anybody that's still inline skates, I'm sorry for that.
Yeah,
I'm not at all.
Spin doctors still suck.
If not, yeah, I mean, you know.
No, but
I'm getting mad.
I remember my first pair of roller skates too.
Right. I think I was 5.
I was in 3rd grade. I liked this girl named Erin, and I was playing Moon Patrol.
Moon Patrol?
Yeah.
What was that?
It was
that just... on the like Atari 1200?
Oh, man. This was at the
even
arcade.
Even before that.
This was like the arcade.
They had Texas
style,
Instrument at the arcade
where
back
then? The joystick just went forward or back and had one button to shoot. You know.
Galaga.
It was
Galaga
pretty much
was like
that, but this was like this...
That.
the six-wheeled vehicle that went around the moon floor that you shot, whatever, up in the air. I don't know.
I'm trying to remember that, dude. I really don't.
Yeah, he's over it.
Yeah.
Clyde's done.
Yeah.
He's getting antsy over here. I hear him.
In his pants. Uh-huh.
Do you want to go play drums for a couple of minutes while we do this? No, I'm just kidding.
He's make... go fucking sleep.
All right, all right.
He's over here making freaking...
animal noises.
He really is, seriously.
All right, that's fine. We'll be back next week with the Break the Hero cast.
Are we going to do a weekly? Start
I don't think we could do show? Weekly. I'm too busy to do weekly. But...
Can we do dailies?
You guys got the equipment to do your own show in here. You don't even need me.
Can I call in?
You're right. We don't need you, bro.
That's not the first time that's happened.
Make it to, like, a jerky
yeah, do you wanna... we don't know how to ask ourselves questions.
I'm actually really good at that. I talk to myself all the time.
Then we should call in. We should have our friends call in. You know, like, that would be awesome.
Hey, let's get a phone call.
I do know how to do it through the computer.
It's called Skype.
No.
Maybe we can live stream it one of these times.
We could.
We could.
That'd be the easiest way. We could Skype.
Well, no. Google Hangouts is better. No, Google Hangouts is better.
Is it?
Yeah, because you can have all the people you want on there without having to pay a dime.
We got four screens on them. That's
four people.
It's like some NASA shit.
TeamViewer works too.
TeamViewer, that's what I use at work.
TeamViewer.
I like TeamViewer.
Creepy shit, right? Those are creepy.
I'm going to go search that website right now. That is a moneymaker.
Chris Hansen.
All right.
Fucking Bamani just rang the doorbell.
If that's not that, I'll buy it.
Did you say rape?
And we'll never air this.
I was getting ready to sausage in John Bamani.
Yeah. All right. Actually, anyways, Break the Hero. Check out their...
say surprise.
All right. Now you got to do some quick whoring before Clyde loses it. CD comes out, what, next Friday?
The 25th is going to be our show that we're going to actually start selling them.
Okay.
The digital will be released October 13th, and you'll be able to get it streaming from Spotify or wherever station you listen to. And then...
XN.
We could...
You can buy it on iTunes and all that.
It'll
Amazon,
be on there.
And all that kind of stuff.
And then we'll play some stuff, too. New stuff. The three new songs.
Sweet.
Plus the three Playing with Blood.
No, we don't talk about that band.
Oh.
It is a lot. It is a lot harder than
they can pay for their own interview.
That's right, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
But So okay, that's that, and you guys are touring next month. So cool. There it is. Break the Hero, everybody. Awesome band. Good guys. Known them for a while.
BreakTheHero.Kizom.
Keenviewer.com.
Is that like Jizom? Can we buy BreakTheHero.Jizom?
We gotta see if I
Teen Viewer.
I think we should change it to that. We might get more gigs.
I think.
Okay, we're done. All right, bye, guys.
Yeah. Bye.